This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Alyssa, we got our monthly report last week on U.S. dairy exports. The July data was still pretty strong.
Absolutely, yeah. So U.S. dairy exports expanded for the second month in a row, which was great to see, up 7.8% from last year. And like you said, after June's growth as well. It was interesting, though, in June's data, we had year-over-year and month-over-month decreases to Mexico, but we saw those reverse course and pick up into July, up 21% from prior year, which is equivalent to about 11,000 additional metric tons of dairy sailing to our neighbor to the south. Exports to China also moved higher, which was positive on improving whey demand. And then Southeast Asia continued to return to recovery with exports up 24% from prior year into that region. And a lot of that due to buying from the Philippines. If we break it down by commodity here, cheese exports remain historically strong. And Mexico, like I mentioned earlier, was the big buyer in July. When these sales were booked, U.S. prices weren't at a steep discount to the global market like they were earlier in the year, although somewhat competitive. So it's really positive when you look at it that way, that even though our prices have come up, buyers are still interested in our product. So really positive there. On a negative side, though, cheddar volumes fell for the second month in a row and are down around 50% from the highs that we saw in just March, so a few months ago. We also saw interest in non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder increasing. So we saw over 70,000 metric tons shipping out and leaving our borders. And that's the highest since May of 2023, which certainly helps to explain the breakout on prices to the upside on CME spot to levels that we haven't seen since late 2022. So they're really positive numbers here. On butter, exports have a small bit of momentum, increasing for the second month and sitting at about 6 million pounds, the second highest total that we've seen in the past 12 months. U.S. prices are not, you know, at a huge premium to Oceania or anything like that. And Europe is obviously quite more expensive. But that does help explain why we're seeing some stronger exports, because Europe is incredibly higher than where we're sitting. But even so, we remain a net importer.
Well, this is all great news, but the wrench in the fan, so to speak, is the latest discovery of bird flu in California.
Yeah, you know, we've been hearing rumblings of that for a few weeks now. We got the official announcement. That's, of course, concerning because California's milk production was already struggling. The little bit that we do know about this disease is that it certainly does have an impact on milk production. It's temporary, so milk will come back after a few weeks. But we're currently in an atmosphere where we can't afford to have less milk because of how tight things are in the Northern Hemisphere. So a bit of a supportive story there, in our opinion.
Amen. Thank you, Alyssa. Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The USDA out with its revised farm income forecast for 2024. USDA Radio's Gary Crawford is with Spiro Stefano, the administrator of USDA's Economic Research Service.
USDA's new farm income forecast for this year has U.S. farmers as a whole making less money than last year. Spiro Stefano runs USDA's Economic Research Service.
Net cash farm income for 2024 is forecast at $154 billion, which is about a 7.2% drop from 2023.
Crop producers being hit the hardest, with the value of their crop production expected to drop this year by over $25.5 billion. But on the livestock side,
animal receipts are going in the other direction. Animal receipts are forecast to increase about 4%.
Add it up, and Spiro Stefano says you have overall farm income this year, net farm income, down from last year by 4.4%, down to $140 billion.
That's still above historical 20-year average.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Agriculture Department announcing the August Federal Order Class 3 milk price at $20.66 per hundredweight. That's up 87 cents from July and $3.47 above August of last year. And the highest Class 3 price since November of 2022. Join us for more news at DairyRadio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.